Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right. The speculation around Donald Trump's health is really taking on a life of its own. As I make this video, Monday, September 1st, it has been 7 days since Donald Trump talked to the press. 7 days. You probably know we spent 4 days not seeing Trump at all. He had nothing publicly scheduled. Rumors started swirling. And then everyone was like, look, he's fine. He's playing golf. But the press pool wasn't allowed to see him play golf. He didn't talk to reporters. We only got these super far away pictures of Donald Trump, like getting in the car, and pictures like this that have recently been released where he just doesn't look good. And so we're going to get into all this. I'm going to give you some updates here. This is just bizarre. Like, I don't even care if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Democrat, left, right, up, down. This is weird, especially for the guy who loves to be around cameras. This is all we see of Donald Trump pretty much in the last 48 hours. Just him getting in the car. No press pool, right? Normally, there's a big press pool standing around. They'll yell questions at him. No. Not on the golf course either. Not near the golf course. Just him getting in the car. We get photos like this. We get photos like this. The photos we get out of the golf outing today, aka yesterday, is a pale and feeble looking one of him getting to a car at the White House. And this is one of him returning nothing from the course. So we have this photo that was released yesterday. We have this photo that was released yesterday. And we have this video of him getting in the car. Interesting. And this, obviously, on the heels of what we've been talking about a lot on this channel, and a lot of people have been talking about, just Donald Trump's general physical health. We continue to see bruises on both his hands. At one point, trying to cover it up with makeup. We see his ankles swelling. Just generally, his face just doesn't look good. This is a good post from JoJo from Jersey. Let me be clear. I don't give a flying fuck about Donald Trump's health. Excuse my language. I'm not rooting for his cholesterol or his kidneys or whatever else is rattling around under that sloppy blue tarp. What I care about, what the American people deserve, is the truth. That's right. That's why we've been posting about this a lot on this channel. And it's stunning because, again, the Republicans, MAGA, who scream for months, years, that the American people deserve to know what's going on with Joe Biden. What? Joe Biden was out. He had a stutter. He'd stutter. Fox News would run it for 72 hours straight. It'd be an entire weekend news cycle. Those people seem to have no problem with any of this. In fact, they haven't talked about it at all. They're more focused on other stuff, which we're going to get to. But that's why we try to cover this stuff on this channel, which, by the way, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And make sure you're subscribed here. Because on this channel, on the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this Republican media machine that is so good at spitting so much disinformation onto the American people. We're trying to build something big here. Uplift Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028. And if you want to be a part of this growing community and help us out, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Right down there. It goes such a long way. We appreciate you. So we see all this. We still haven't heard from Donald Trump, except on True Social, where, thank God, just recently he said, quote, all caps, never felt better in my life. Also, all caps, DC is a crime-free zone. As he obviously has the National Guard in DC. Right. Never felt better in my life. Let me know what you think of this in the comments. I do read your comments, by the way. I appreciate you so much. So the other thing that's interesting is we have physically laid eyes on Trump. I mean, from like those photos in the car, him getting in a car to go to golf or return from golf, which, for the record, we don't even know if he golfed because we don't have any photos from the golf course like we normally do. And so we have seen him, but it's interesting that the biggest Republican voices on Twitter, on TikTok, on whatever social media site are posting to try to dispel the rumors that have been swirling for a week now of, is Donald Trump okay? For a while there, is Donald Trump alive? We haven't seen him in 4 or 5 days. And so they decided to try to dispel these rumors with photos like this. President Donald Trump is the best grandpa. Trump looks so young. I love this photo. This is an old photo, and we keep seeing this over and over and over again. And again, I want to be clear. We have laid eyes on Trump, but there's a reason that everyone's trying to, or the right-wing sphere is trying to disprove all this stuff with photos like this. Because Trump was wearing this same outfit the other day, and this is the photo we got. So what do you think Donald Trump, in terms of his physical well-being, how do you think he looks in this photo compared to this photo? Right. So again, just like trying to pump out old photos of Trump. Look how young he looks. Doesn't look great. He doesn't look young. He doesn't look great. I mean, what is going on here? 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 Interesting. And so while all of this is going on, and Donald Trump, as we screamed on this channel so many times, and I've screamed on my channel, he's in clear cognitive decline. He's the oldest president ever. He rambles incoherently more so than ever. I mean, he's always been a rambling idiot, as we all know, but lately it's really bad. And so, okay, Chris, then what's he been doing while all this has been going on for the American people? What has he been maybe at least talking about on social media, or what you know, bills has he been signing? Well, the answer to the latter half is none. No bills, no important executive orders, nothing. But he has been going on crazy, incoherent, strange, old man rants over the Rose Garden on True Social. This is not a lie. And this is insane. This is the exact post. I'm going to play the video for you in a second. It's a video security footage from the Rose Garden. And this is what Donald Trump said. Quote, "I used, at the White House, the most beautiful marble and stone available anywhere. Surfaces are very important to me as a builder. As everyone knows, I built many great buildings and other things over the years. At the White House, I am very proud of the beautiful stonework we did in the Rose Garden, in this case using Limestone Plus. The Rose Garden is completed and far more beautiful than anyone ever had in mind when it was conceived of decades ago. 3 days ago, while admiring the stonework, I happened to notice a huge gash in the limestone that extended more than 25 yards long. It was deep and nasty. I started yelling, quote, 'Who did this? And I want to find out now.' And I didn't say this in a nice manner. I wondered, was it vandalism or was it stupidity? Lo and behold, because of the fact that we've installed the finest security equipment anywhere, they brought back the stupid people with their boss watching in sunglasses. It was a subcontractor that was installing heavy landscaping on a steel cart that was broken and tilting badly, with it rubbing hard against the soft, beautiful stone. I love and respect great workers and contractors, but something like this should have never happened. Now I'll replace the stone, charge the contractor, and never let that contractor work at the White House again. But how great is the video equipment? We caught them cold. Make America great again." And this is the video he attached to it of people working at the White House, and this cart is going to roll over this corner and I guess scratched the marble. I mean, this is like a text you get from your, like, grandpa telling you what's going on, I don't know, in, like, his yard or something. This is supposed to be the leader of the free world, folks. And while he hasn't been seen in 7 days, while he's already, the bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles, he's doing this. Really exudes confidence, right? I'm sure mentally he's doing just fine as the oldest president of all time, right? I mean, this is crazy. And so lastly, I take you to this clip from MSNBC to tie it all together. Because Donald Trump is doing this as a distraction as his poll numbers collapse. Take a listen to the first part of this. I love it.
Yeah, all of this is about silencing dissent.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing in D.C. too. I know we're going to get to the takeover, but he's sitting here using crime as a smokescreen in order to target these cities, right? And there's three things these cities have in common: blue cities, blue states, black mayors. Where are the Republican states?
Was that a 13? Foreigner song?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about trademarking, you know, making a slogan. But 13 out of the 20 cities with the highest homicide rates are in Republican states. He has not named one of them. He's not talking about Mississippi. He's not talking about Birmingham, Alabama. He's talking about D.C., 30-year low in violent crime, 20 down 26%. This time.
So let me pause right there. On the heels of, again, him calling in the National Guard to D.C., it's like, this isn't about crime. It's laid out really perfectly here. and all these other cities he's targeting. Chicago, like, doesn't name Mississippi, doesn't name Alabama, doesn't name Arkansas, right? And then you scroll and you listen to some of his issues with his approval rating. Among all of this, take a listen to this.
Homeboy just had 3 months of the slowest job growth since the pandemic. Before that, the Great Recession. His approval rating in Gallup in mid-August or right at the end of July was 37%.
And he certainly wants the Epstein files out of the news.
The Epstein files, the slowing approval ratings, black unemployment 7.2%. I just did an article today. Black, he is literally evaporating the gains he made among black voters. He is essentially here trying to now pivot to a new midterm message of crime.
Exactly. That was all so beautifully said. He's done used the National Guard issue to try to pivot because all of his poll numbers, although his general poll numbers, you know, roughly 37% is approval rating, but approval rating on any given issue, they're all underwater. The top issues that he got elected on, immigration underwater, the economy underwater, things like the Epstein files he's getting. I mean, it's brutal for him. We're seeing him over 30 points underwater on things like the Epstein files with the American people. And so I tie it all in to say he's going to continue to try to distract. And now they're going to ramp up that distraction heavily, assuming there's something going on with Trump. The guy who never stops talking and loves to be the face of attention hasn't been seen in 7 days. Hasn't spoken to the press in 7 days. He spent 4 days not being seen. And then when we did see him, it's just faraway photos. That's weird. That's strange. It's all going downhill for Trump. Approval ratings downhill. Not wanting to go out in public. The ranting incoherently. Let me know what you make of all this in the comments down below. Keep fighting. Make sure you're registered to vote for 2026. And we will keep you updated on this channel with whatever is going on with Donald Trump and the rest of the crazy political world right now. So make sure you are subscribed. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate you watching this video. Have a great rest of your long weekend, and I will see you in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.